speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Modern men would like to think that God never punishes people for their rebellion and disobedience. But such mushy thinking flies in the face of God's dealings with mankind. Because the Jews had turned from the true God to serve idols, and because of their idolatrous ways, they had become grossly immoral, God determined to punish them in very severe ways. Jeremiah wrote of the time that it shall be said to this people and to Jerusalem, "A dry wind of the high places in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not to fan, nor to cleanse." Jeremiah 4:11. The dry wind, or more properly, the scorching wind, was to be sent against Israel for punishment. Jeremiah was speaking of the Sirocco winds, which sometimes swept across Israel's landscape. James Adamson's commentary on the Epistle of James quotes these words from E.F.F. Bishop regarding the effects of the Sirocco winds coming off the desert. "The temperature hardly seems to vary. Flowers and herbage wilt and fade, lasting as long as the morning glory. Anemones and cyclamen, carpeting the hillsides of Galilee in spring, have a loveliness that belongs only to the past when the hot wind comes. Drooping flowers make fuel. The fields of lupins are here today and gone tomorrow." Pages 64 and 65. Sometimes the people of Israel took advantage of the winds, not the Sirocco winds, but winds in general, to winnow their wheat. They would toss the grain and the chaff into the air, and the wind would blow the chaff away. The wind would remove any dirt or debris from the grain. But the scorching winds coming from God would not winnow or cleanse. They would not carry away the chaff. They would carry away the grain and the chaff. They would bring punishment on the Jews because of their ungodly behavior. Jeremiah was not speaking of the natural order of things. He was telling God's people that the winds would be sent at God's bidding. Jeremiah was telling the Jews that the winds of destruction would be God's judgments against the people. As Jeremiah wrote these disturbing words, there was still time for the Israelites to repent and to turn to God for forgiveness. But unless they did repent, the time would come when it would be too late. And that is precisely what happened. The Jews did not repent, and God sent a foreign nation to capture his people. Is it possible the same could happen in America? Not just to people in general, but to devout religious people as well. Could our nation reach the point in its rebellion against God that it would be too late to turn from wickedness and to serve the true and living God? When God determined to send the scorching wind to punish his people, he would do so quickly. "Behold, he shall come as clouds, and his chariot shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled," or carried away spoils. Jeremiah 4:13. This powerful language was designed to make the Israelites aware of their precarious situation. They were in danger of having God to withdraw from them all the blessings and opportunities he had so graciously provided for them. In addition, they would feel his wrath against them. But is it appropriate to speak of God's wrath? My friends, the Bible does, both the Old Testament and the New. The book of Revelation speaks of a people who were to be punished for their disobedience. They would cry out to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us," to hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Revelation 6:16. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.